I can tell you, I've seen so much great art on the streets walking around here in Philadelphia. It is a mural on one side and then some urban knitting on the fence on the other side. It feels like a large outdoor art museum in the world, doesn't it?
It sure does.
Yeah.
Especially in South Philly, my neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And there is one guy who's been making a name for himself for more than a decade now, Conrad Benner, a blogger and public art enthusiast who has really lifted up this entire scene.
Yeah, and now Conrad joined WHYY for a 5-piece series on public art. It's called Art Outside. The first episode drops today, and it highlights who Conrad calls Philly's own Banksy, a street artist with a literally big message. And we are so happy to have Conrad Benner with us in the studio today. Conrad, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me. This is so fun. It's so fun to see your faces in real life. I've heard you on the radio for so long.
And we've been hearing your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we have seen your face because it is on your website, Streets Department.
Yep.
And you've been doing this work for a long time. And tell folks what your sort of street art, public art origin story is. You're from Philly. You're from Fishtown. When did this, stuff that, you know, you see every day, when did that start to captivate you?
Yeah, it's almost like when didn't it? So I grew up in Fishtown. I grew up in Philly.
Yeah.
I went to Central High School, graduated from Kensington. And I think I was always more interested in the academic side of school. But it was in my 20s when I got like a new friend group. I was living around South Street and I had some friends who moved here from SCAD and other art schools. And they were new to the city and they were like, let's go explore things. So we went to like First Friday shows and we walked around a lot more. I had a boyfriend at the time who bought me a point and shoot camera and I would just photograph things. And what I realized at that time in my life in my early 20s was how just dynamic our art scene was here in the city, particularly our public art. So yeah, with that point and shoot, for example, 90% of what I shot were wheat paste and murals that I saw around the city. But yeah, I love our art scene here in Philadelphia, and I've just been really excited to be able to document it over. It'll be 13 years this January.
Wow.
With Streets Department, yeah.
Congratulations on that. And I want you to talk about public art generally because you look around, it's everywhere in Philly. We have thousands of murals. Some of them are, you know, I guess, official murals and some of them are kind of unofficial.
Sure, yeah.
Can you talk about street art, public art, and how it differs from the other art that can a lot of times be lauded and celebrated a lot more than what you may see on the streets?
Yeah, I mean, art is subjective. So like whatever you can connect with whatever you want to on the street. But I think when you're talking about art in the public space, you're talking about two broad categories, which it sounds like you were describing, which is commissioned and non-commissioned. So on the commission side, you have things like murals and public art and monuments that take usually institutions to create or wall owners. There's lots of permissions and money involved in that. And then on the other side, there's non-commissioned things, which is like street art and graffiti, which is how my blog started, really focusing on the street art of Philadelphia, the stickers, the wheat paste. At the top of this, you talked about the yarn bomb installations, as they're called, knit installations. So in a city like Philadelphia, we have artists who, even when they're working non-commissioned, oftentimes will use spaces that are kind of empty and most folks are okay with, you know, abandoned buildings or construction materials. Sometimes the backs of street signs, which people might have feelings about, but I like that there's art on the back of street signs.
Never bothered me.
Right. No, it never bothered me either.
People are pissed off about that a lot?
Well, I don't know. You never know. I don't think so, because they stay up for years.
They
a lot
sure
of them.
Do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the city, but, you know, the city spends a lot of money getting rid of some of the stuff like that.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
You know, it's there.
Yeah.
But in this podcast, we explore that with these artists. So we talk with a sticker artist who does that, who puts stickers on the backs of street signs. And we talk with a graffiti writer who, you know, goes on abandoned buildings and construction materials. And we talk about how for these artists and for people who appreciate this art form, like it's really kind of a healthy thing for cities to have this art form in our public spaces, in addition to the commission stuff.
In addition. Episode one is about an artist named Kid Hazzo.
Yeah.
And his voice is actually disguised in the episode because he wants to remain anonymous. Let's hear a clip.
10 years ago when I created this, I really just wanted to focus on a mysterious artist and not focus on the person, and makes it a lot more fun to focus on the art than actually people worrying about who I am, what I sound like, what I look like.
And Kid Hazzo's art is winky and fun, and you see it all over the city, and yet besides you, we don't really know who Kid Hazzo is. So why do you think so many of these artists invest a lot of time and effort and money into something that is not for glory, necessarily not for glory, because we don't even know Well, their identities.
And especially in Kid Hazo's case, so we talk with him, you know, some artists do start doing wheat paste or yarn installations, and then they develop interest from institutions like mural arts or mural organizations, and they end up building an art career. But for Kid Hazo, it's always just been this experiment that he does for fun. He never wants to turn it into a quote-unquote professional career. And his goal is to make people smile. He calls himself a comedic street artist. His goal is to put artwork in the world that just makes you stop in your tracks and smile. And I'm a big believer in the butterfly effect. You know, like little things can make you, can change your day. You know, if you tip well and the barista smiles at you or whatever, maybe the next hour of your life's a little bit better. And then you send a nicer email than a meaner one. And then it kind of stacks up your day. So when you're walking down the street and you see something in the street that you really like, I hope it changes your day in a positive way. And I think Kid Hazo feels that way. Yeah.
It's such an interesting perspective.
And one of the things I really liked, well, great podcast, by the way. And
Thank you.
Congratulations on that. But just sort of like the idea of doing it at night. You know, he has on this mask and it's like very mysterious. And a lot of graffiti artists are the same way. Can you talk about this whole idea of it being secret and sort of stealth-like, and then you just wake up one day and it's just like this big, you know, graffiti mural on the side of an abandoned building, and that part of it. It seems very, it's so fascinating to me.
Yeah, I think listeners will be really interested in the conversations we have over the next five episodes, because we get into that a lot. There are kind of written and unwritten rules, even around the non-commissioned stuff about where you put up, when you put up, you know, whose work you go over, or the fact that you don't go over someone else's work. So there are all these rules that folks are basically following. But one thing that happens is when artists are usually new or at the beginning of their career, particularly street artists, they'll go up at night. I think Simone Salib talks about that in her first episode, or in her interview, and we talk about it in the first episode. But then you very quickly learn that you look shadier doing something at 3 in the morning than just like in the middle of the day. So yeah, we explore that with Kid Hazo in this first episode. He realized very quickly, like, okay, if you just blend into the daylight, and you know, he wears a costume that helps him blend in. We talk about that.
Looks like a blue-collar worker, basically.
You kind of blend in a little bit more. And we do live in a city. We live in the mural capital of the world. We have the largest public arts program in the nation with Mural Arts Philadelphia. So people are used to seeing people create art in the public space. And I think that that's an advantage to street artists who, you know, people walking by think, oh, probably meant to do that. Yeah. Or at the very least, they don't mind. Because again, this is adds so much value to our streets. I grew up in Philadelphia walking around. I walk everywhere. I still have never owned a car. So I'm walking and taking SEPTA everywhere. And I love walking past some construction wall or an abandoned building and seeing a wheat paste and seeing the artists at work. And it's often just a reflection of who we are as a city and what's going on in the world. And it's really fun. I think it adds so much value to the city.
I'm still dying to know who Kid Hazo is.
And you were like,
All I know. He's from Philly. He works an office job, sometimes wears a tie. I can't rule out that he's Jim Kenney based on that information.
I cannot either.
Guarantee you it's not.
Okay, there you go. There's your clue.
You can say that. You can say that.
Real quickly, you know, this stuff pops up all the time on walls and buildings. How do you make contact with the people initially to find out who they are, especially the ones that are trying to remain anonymous?
Or do they reach out to you?
Yeah, I mean, we live in a connected world with social media, so we're all going back and forth. But one thing I want to say, are we winding up?
Yeah.
I have to say this. This is something so innate in our human brains. We have been painting on walls for tens of thousands of years, since cave paintings to Cornbread to Keith Haring. Like, this is so innate in us. And why, right? Like, so with this podcast, we're really trying to explore that. And it's never been more documented and more celebrated, I think, than it is now with social media, because now we're seeing how much people are excited by it. So yeah.
And you can create that network and community around it in a way it was maybe harder to do before.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, I saw some Kid Hazo stuff online that you can buy. Like, people, it's an economy for street
artists
art
deserve
well.
To make money, yes.
Absolutely.
So keep an eye out for the other episodes of WHY's Art Outside, hosted by Conrad Benner. Blogger, and you can download Art Outside wherever you get your podcast. Conrad, thank you so much for joining us today on Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
And this is the theme song, by the way.
I love it.
Snack Time.